know, I think we've seen improvement from the first game to the second game. You know, our first unit got more snaps, and we've seen some real good production out of them. In the first game, we had a couple busts that gave up two plays with our first unit, which was concerning, and we came back and we played, you know, really well with our first group in that second game.
17 snaps for Jalen in the first team. What did he show you in that small sample size?
You know, he can run pretty much with anybody in the league. You know, we knew that when we drafted him. But just his competitive nature, you know, and he's a guy that, you know, works in the classroom, works on the field, and really excels during games. So, you know, we're very excited about it.
The six-yard loss he makes, how rare is that for a rookie corner that's moonlighting between the perimeter and the inside?
Right. You know, we were excited just how physical he played on that snap. You know, he didn't come up there and try to dodge the offensive lineman and got himself in position to make plays. So he's not scared to put his face on people. And, you know, that's something that's important to us. We want to be known as a physical defense, not only just our front seven, but our back guys also. So we're excited about that play.
Did he turn a corner in the last couple weeks in terms of getting the rust off?
You know, he just the more and more reps you get at any position, you're going to be a better. So he's cleaning up some technique stuff that we ask him to do, and you see improvement every day.
What have you made of Dante so far?
You know, Dante, as we all know, the physical attributes that he has. And the thing that we're challenging Dante on right now is being a pro, you know, being great in the classroom, taking it from the classroom to the field, studying more tape on his own. You know, so we're really pressuring him right now to become a pro as an early age.
Did you expect to have to do that?
You know, I think you have to do that with every young player. They don't know what the league is like and what they have to do. And, you know, we set some things out for him. You got to do this, you got to do that. And he's reaching those expectations.
That tough when you have that much ability. In college, you probably didn't have to do as much of that.
Right, and you know, as a great athlete in college, a lot of guys don't have to do it. You know, they just show up and they, you know, are better than everybody else. But at this level, you know, everybody's good. So, you know, he's got to continue to get better at the mental side of the game, and he is. So we're excited about that. But we just got to keep challenging him because I think he can be a good one.
Overall, where's your pass rush?
You know, we had some good disruption versus Jalen. Jameis at Tampa. I think he had seven passes, didn't complete one. We had a pick, and we had you know, some pressure. So we were excited about that. The biggest thing for me is that it needs to be consistent, down in and down out, not just on third down. Everybody talks about getting pressure on third down. We need to get pressure on first and second down with the guys we have on the field.
Every time you, Dante said, you know, he's learning how to beat other guys after spending time in camp. Can you help him through that process, or is that just something he's got to go through and it's something every guy's got to go through, right?
No, I mean, it's tough as a rookie because he is basically a rookie. You know, he had a lot of success early when he came into OTAs and all that kind of stuff, and then he lined up against Dotson. You know, that was a learning experience for him, which I'm glad it happened in practice. And, you know, I think it opened his eyes a little bit that it's not as easy as I think it's going to be. So you see him, you know, understanding that he's got to continue to get better. But I think as a coaching staff, you know, we have some one-on-one individual meetings with him to study his pass rush and all that kind of stuff, and he's getting better at it.
How's Miles doing just with everything, understanding the defense?
You know, you see some real good flashes of it, and he's starting to understand the package. Matter of fact, yesterday he corrected our strong safety. So, you know, when we seen that on tape, we're just like, you know, that's neat to see him take that next step mentally. But he's another guy that physically has all the skills in the world, and he's learning that it's not just physically. We got to get it all mentally, and he's doing a nice job.
Do you think the penalties come from aggression sometimes?
Yep.
And it's a balance that you guys have to teach them. The one early on third down when you really want to get off the field, the guys, did you teach them that they got to learn from that one?
Yeah, you know, that one was not an aggressive penalty. You know, that was a penalty that should not happen. We had another one, you know, by Peyton, obviously, with the targeting, and then we had another one by J-Dub and with the targeting. Some of those aggressive penalties, you know, we got to educate them on it, but some of those happen. But we can't have dumb penalties. And, you know, we got on Telvin. That's not a smart penalty, especially against a teammate, Seminole. But it's just situation, the tugging and holding in man coverage, we can't have that. You know, that's something we don't teach. It happened in practice three times in one-on-ones versus Tampa, and it carried over to a game. So we got to eliminate those. But the aggressive penalties, I'm never going to calm a guy down from being aggressive because we want to be known as aggressive defense. We just got to be smart.
Follow up on Jack. Would you like to see him with the first unit at all in nickel Sunday night?
You know, it's a situation we're figuring out the roles right now. There's a good possibility that you will see that. You know, just because, you know, how many reps does Puz need? So, you know, we're going to continue to evaluate not only that situation, but obviously you know, the whole situation on defense.
As a linebacker group with Talbin and Paz, do you think they're going to be in better positions to make more plays this year on the ball?
I think so, because, you know, as you look at us, we're playing a little bit more man coverage, and we've had some, you know, some tips and some batted balls, which is good. But I think they're understanding the fundamentals and what we want on them. And they're starting to get plays on the ball, which we need to have that with our underneath defenders. So, you know, I'm hoping that that's what shows.
Hey, back to Ramsey real quick. Yeah. I mean, his ball skills, his size-speed ratio, that's well known. But is it what makes him rare, his physicality against the run? I mean, you don't see a lot of corners that play that run that physical, do you?
No, you know, and they ran power right at him, Tampa. And he came in there and knife-tackled the back and did not turn a cheek at all. So, you know, we were very excited about that. You know, he's our deuce corner, so he's our bigger corner. He's our goal line corner. So that type of body style and just his mental makeup, he can learn all those different positions. And we're very excited about Jalen.
Coach, is there a scenario where you do see Miles Jack on the field with both Puzlesny and Talbin Smith?
We're evaluating the whole package right now. Obviously, we want to get our best players on the field, and it's something that, you know, we're continuing to look at and evaluate defensively. So I wouldn't rule it out, but at the same time, you know, we feel comfortable with Dan Scuda at the auto spot on first and second down. So, you know, it's a never-ending evaluation.
How do you feel like Derek may have turned the corner maybe the other night?
You know, we did. He started off, and we've had a lot of one-on-one meetings, and as you guys seen out of practice, he wasn't moving as well as he has in the past, and we definitely had some one-on-one meetings and challenged him, because I think we have two really good starting three techniques, and we got one that's hurt. So I think we got three, actually, which is what a great problem to have. And so the way he played it the other night, we were very encouraged about it.
He's made it pretty clear that he'll do whatever you want, but he's not happy being the back. How much of that has fallen on you in terms of him going, what are you doing?
Sam and I have a very good relationship. We have since he's came here. And, you know, it's you got to communicate with the player. It doesn't matter if it's Sen Derek or Miles Jack or Puzz. It doesn't matter. You got to be able to communicate, tell them what the expectations are and what you expect. And Sen has done that. He's a tremendous teammate, So we're excited about those three.
Sheldon Day been out for a while now.
Yeah.
How tough is it going to be him for him to catch up to be a week one factor?
You know, he knows the package. You know, once again, as a defensive lineman, if they let me coach it, it can't be too difficult. So it's a situation. Sheldon knows it, and he just got to be able to get his legs underneath him. That's going to be the biggest thing, as we'll see here in the next, you know, 2 weeks before the opener.
Are you a little concerned that you just don't have enough bodies to get through the next couple weeks? With, you know, Roy maybe not ready till week one?
No, because we got so many guys that can play different positions. Mm-hmm. You know, we're blessed with a lot of flexibility up front, with Tice and San and Jared and everybody else. So we'll have enough bodies to get through it, make sure the ones we have stay healthy.
How much of a difference is Tayshawn Gibson making for you?
He's a difference maker in the hole. And you don't always see the plays, the splash plays, maybe the interceptions and that kind of stuff. I would like to see that glance with the one that Peyton had. I'd like to see that with Tayshawn. I think it would have been even a bigger hit. But he comes out of the hole. He's in good position to make tackles, which was an issue from us last year and some of the explosion runs we gave up. So we're excited and look forward to seeing him this week.
Can you clear something? You said three starting defensive, three technique tackles. Is that Sender, Malik, and Day? And or we
Day and you know, Michael's in the mix there.
Okay, so there's really talking about
That's why
we're just a little confused.
We're blessed inside with some really good players. And like I said, we're going to find a way to come at people in waves. That's the thing that Gus and I and even Dave, since we came here from Seattle, is we want to come at offenses in waves. And we're built right now where I think we can do that up front.
Have you run into a player who has a pregame routine like Paz does?
I've never ran into a player like Puzz, period. He's a robot. It's amazing. You know, we go out and maybe the tempo's down. He plays the same way. If he has a day off, he's over on the sleds working. It's amazing what he does every day. It's just amazing.
But that pregame routine that he does to get ready, I mean, that's a little bit intense, right?
But that's Puzz, too. You know, he's very competitive. He feels that's going to allow him to be his best. And so he does it each and every day. And, you know, you wish all of your players had the routine that Puzz has. But every player is different, and they get ready differently. But that's just what gets Puzz ready.
Coach, Warren Warner has made a play in each of these two games. Yeah. Has he shown some flashes?
Yeah, he has. You know, he had a sack, I believe, in the opener and then had another real nice play the other night. He's a guy that can play the run, and he can also rush the passer. So, you know, Bjorn is a guy that's in the mix, obviously, on things. He's in a heck of a competition with some other players, and we continue to, you know, evaluate that.
With that said, Leo Spott has such limited experience. How important is it for Warner and Chris Smith and Tyron Holmes and Yanni to get the most out of these next two games?
Well, it's going to be a competitive situation there. You know, and as a coaching staff, we're excited about that. But you're going to have to play well, you know, to make the team. And it's not pressure to them. They know what kind of ability they have. We know what kind of ability they have. And it'll be going to be good to see them compete and see how this thing all folds out.
Of all the veteran corners, it seems like the media, we kind of forgot about Jason Kraft with all of the additions, and he made a nice play the other night. Has that gone noticed by you guys?
Oh, by Grazi? No. Grazi is a guy that's playing outside and inside, and he's a lot more consistent than he's been in the past. Mm-hmm. And the interception he had was nice, and he did some really good things that, you know, don't go seen by everybody else, but eliminated some routes. So we're excited where Grazi's coming, and he's in a heck of a competition too, you know, with all those other guys outside. Yeah, that's all right.
How much time do you spend each day on Green Bay?
As much as we can. You know, we're, I would say, probably 70% completed with Green Bay in the preparation. And, you know, we'll continue to look at them again next week, and then we got a couple days where it'll be 100% Green Bay. Mm-hmm.